Dave and Andy Heron were first on that block.
They were
fallen, the scrub. And at that time, Al Pat Patella lived down that creek in Diggins. He lived there.
Pat's camp.
Yeah, that's right, Pat's camp. Yep. And the kids used to walk to school. And they used to come up through Dave's. Mm-hmm. And Dave and Andy are there sitting at a smoker one day in the morning. And Andy said, "What's that?" "Must be blackfellas," he said to Dave. "That's gotta be blackfellas." Then jabba 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 jabba. And here comes all the Patella boys up. They're heading into school. They weren't black at all. And then blimey down, Circus got a pretty good memory. He rattled off, they all had nicknames, that first four.
Mm.
There was four of them that had nicknames, Toots and Woots and whatever else. And he just rattled them off.
Mm.
And I said, "You got that written down?" He said, "No, it just come to me, you know."
Yep.
He said, "If you talk about it, then it'll come to me."
Yeah, well, that's what happens if you start talking about them sort of things. It's surprising what you remember. But if you're sitting around in front of one of them bloody things trying to remember things, you can't
remember. Yeah, but Dell did well because, here she goes, just blinking its eye. It was very well done, Dell. You did a good job.
No, that's good.
One time, never missed a meal without having a cup of tea.
Okay.
And now, I only have a cup of tea at breakfast.
Oh, okay. Oh, I still got a cup every time I eat.
Never worry about that one time. Like one time, we always boil the billy.
Oh, tell me about it.
Now I just bloody pull the water bottle out and have a drink of water instead.
Tell Frank how you used to light the fire to boil the billy.
Mm.
How did you light the fire?
Ask him.
You two sticks together.
No. Much more dangerous than that.
Much more dangerous than that. I get a fire going real quick. When the younger weather you had, you always have a bit of blooming whoop juice with you.
A bit of petrol.
Yeah.
I used to light the petrol off the spark of the car.
Off the spark of the chainsaw or the car, if you never had a match.
Yeah.
And light the fire.
Still, if I go mustering, my saddle bag on my saddle. Andy Horn's all.
Oh yeah,
all
yeah,
still there. I've had a big state forest block over the back here for bloody near enough to 50 years, 48 years or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they took the bloody thing off me for National Park now. Yeah. But we're still probably shifting cattle over for the next 5 years, like maybe 10.
Oh, they're still letting you access to it?
Oh yeah.
Well, that's good.
They can't stop me.
They're paying my bloody us to cattle. Do the roads up now.
They pay me to fix the tracks and all now.
Holy hell, that's great.
Something you'll have to do one day, Maury.
Yes, I've got to come, mate.
For a drive with us.
Definitely we'll have to do that. Yep.
I've got all the tracks open again now.
Have they? Oh, okay, yeah.
How many cattle did you run there?
Oh, I used to run about 600, mate. Right?
Did you? Yeah. Breeders, of course, wouldn't
you? Yeah, oh, there's only breeders up here. All the steers off at Wieners and...
Mm-hmm.
And used to pull all the heifers off too and bring them home and then just take heifers back if you wanted to keep and just sell the rest of them there.
So where would you sell your steers?
Either a sale in
Nebo?
Mackay or Nebo, either one, yeah.
Oh,
I've had every kind of bull just about you can think of over the years from we started off with Lumen Hereford bulls and then we went to Brahmin bulls and then we went back to we had Brangus bulls for a while, we had Charbrays, and just, and I've got a couple of, I've got two Brahmin bulls over there now, one Brangus bull, and two Timbras, Simmental Brahmin crosshair. Yeah, hopefully by the end of the year we'll have them feel for it. You'll never ever clean the cattle.
No, you've never cleaned them. Coming out there for years, haven't they?
So they get wild.
No, we've got plenty of wild ones.
Wild ones.
Quiet cattle are pretty quiet, but.
But the wild ones make.
When the wild ones get mixed up with the quiet ones, every now and then we get a bit of a haul on them too. Mm. And we trap a lot of them too, eh?
Yes.
Oh, that's it. You never ever get a decent line of steers or, you know. Yeah. No, that's right, Frank.
Show happens every year with a cattle show for dairy farming and that. You know, one of our guys was Billy Cole was very well up. He could rattle off dams and sires and Neil's brother was standing with me one day while he was there talking. He's rattling them off and Russell's looking a bit out of it, you know. And he said, the only bull we ever had was out of Massey Creek by hard riding.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, it went straight over Bill's head. Nodding his head.
Right.
And then he suddenly thought, what's he talking about?
Never ever heard of that bloody breed.
That's a new breed, that one.
You know, if you master it and pick up an old bull or something, and you keep him in the mob, or maybe you've got to throw him, cut his horns off, and keep him in your mob, and then you've got to teach him to drive then, and bring him home. But we've done heaps of that over the years. But now,
thank you very much.
We trap. See, I'm going to have a muster there in the next couple of months, but I've got all the tracks organised, and we track first.
Oh, okay.
And I can cart all the wingers away. Troy and Daryl have got a track down in there to where the old Massey hut used to be.
Oh, yes, yeah, remember that.
Well, I can take my track round and up Massey Creek nearly to the junction.
Can you?
And then we trap and any bulls or anything, we just put them in the back of the ute. The little float goes in the back of the ute.
Yep.
And cart them down to where we park the truck.
Load them into the truck,
yeah. And then when we clean all the rubbishy things up that want to run around, or everything we can trap, then we go bust for them, that makes it easy.
Yeah.
The other cows are all, well, everything's bloody dog trained, eh?
Yeah.
These collie dogs are great things.
Yeah. Remember old George Bosley used to say that years ago, and everybody laughed at him.
Laughed at him, yeah. That's right.
Dogs are an important part of your mustering.
Very important, Frank, yeah. Yeah, I got about four tied up around here. Well, one bloke was at the gate.
Old Tom.
Yeah, old Tom.
Pull all the branches in the back of the truck as we drove past. He'd come home with a bag of truck half full of branches.
Oh, yes.
Tom was jerking all of them in the bus.
Old Tom, he could catch a bull that dog.
Yeah, and it didn't go anywhere.
No, that was it. When he started off, he used to hang on the nose, and as he got a bit older, he got knocked around a bit, so he'd grab him just on the knuckle, the bottom of the hamstring, and you'd see a big old bull would go into a gully, you'd see, might see his head come up the other side, and the next thing he'd slide back into the gully, this old dog would have him by the bloody hind leg. Hey. Yeah. Got him off Tommy Croydon. Actually.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember Tommy Croydon?
Yeah, I do, but I didn't know you got him from him.
That's who I got him from.
Okay.
That's how he got called Tom.
He had a habit of doing that. I remember I used to have a couple of bulls off McAvoy, and their name was always Eddie.
Yeah, well, I had a big red dog. I got off Darryl Dad, Eddie. I called him Ned.
Can you get trucks in there to get hay? Say, if you're weaning, how do you do your weaning?
Well, we trap most of the weaners and we bring them home and feed them here.
Yeah, so you have to drive them with their mothers, is it?
Yeah, well, if we trap a heap of weaners, I'll bring them home in the truck, most of them, and bring them home and feed them here.
Mm.
And all the steers stay. We've got another block on Sheeman's Road. All the steers stay home, and we used to take the better heifers back, and then just sell all the rubbishy ones used to just get sold.
What Frank's getting at is, you can't get the truck over there, how do you get the weaners home?
Yeah,
we can. I just said we can get the truck down, Troy's track, and that's what we do. We cart them, if we trap them up the creek anywhere, we'll cart them down to where the truck is in the back of the ute. We got like a little float goes in the back of the ute. We've never ever done it. We should have taken photos of some of the bloody bulls we've had in the back of that ute, eh? Bloody massive head.
Yeah,
you drive around and get them where you get them, I don't know, but yeah, we have. We've carted some really big fun.
If you had a four-wheel drive truck, you'd get in, wouldn't you?
Yeah, if you had a four-wheel drive truck, but you still wouldn't get any further than where I get.
Don't you?
Because once you get to there, the country gets that way that unless you got in there with a bloody big dozer or something to widen all the tracks. See, most of our tracks are only wide enough to drive a year round all day. And having been State Forest, you couldn't get in there and make
just
a proper
crazy, no.
3 metres wide was the widest bloody track. I reckon you could clear all this sort of thing, you know?
Trap on water,
molasses.
Molasses.
You can't trap on water over there because there's water everywhere, right? And this year is worse than ever.
So you must be able to track here to get your molasses.
No, that's great.
Oh, we got them just carved in the back of the ute, eh? I got two of them plastic 44s, and I put them in the back of the car and run around and just fill all the troughs up.
Yeah.
They love their bloody molasses.
Yeah, can't beat it, that's for sure.
That would be good.
And most of them, even them big old scrub bulls, eh? A lot of them, you might only see them once or bloody twice, and they'll trap in a couple of weeks, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a lot of them, yeah. But we just got them little sets of spears, you see? They just fold back
like that.
And it's only that far through them, sort of walk through.
Okay.
Not like the old time days when we used to have little timber spears, and well, your spears were 10 foot long, sort of thing, and they had to walk in and walk through, you know?
Yes.
Whereas these, they can see the bloody lolly in there, and they seem to walk straight in, yeah.
Okay.
So when you're trapping, you have to be up and down every day, yeah,
chicken. Pretty well. Yeah. Once you close the trap, you've got to check it every day. Yeah. Yeah.
So is the old humpy still there? That's the old.
Not the original one, but gone before George died because he lit the fire.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. That makes sense. I was telling somebody just the other day about. You know,
yeah, they talk about fire hazards. When old George was around, there was no bloody fire hazards.
Definitely.
They were all burnt long before they create a problem.
The only time he really blew it, Eddie McAvoy was come over to Muster B Creek, and we used to work in together. I'd give him a week, and then we'd muster a hole in my block in that week.
Yep.
And George had been out and burnt the horse paddock, and Eddie arrived with all the horses.
Oh,
no grass. And the boys had to ride home and get a truck and bring the load of hay.
Load of hay. And,
yeah. You could see him. You could see him leave home.
Yeah.
Well, when he used to drive butcher cattle, eh?
Yeah.
Young Johnny Clark
used
to go with him.
Yeah.
And anyway, bet he'd be looking down the valley and she'd see a puff of smoke and she'd say, oh, well, George and John are such and such, they'll be home in about 3 or 4 hours. the funniest one was he come up past where the mango factory is now, when old Billy Brommel had it, and Bill had a bit of a dairy farm
there.
Anyway, George is riding along, dropping matches, and when he got up around elephant grass, he looked, that's no smoke.
Okay.
What's going on? Next thing, old Bill come round the corner with a wet bag. Oh, he was following him up the road, putting them out as quick as he lit them. Old Bill wouldn't have any tucker for his blowing, for his herd.
No. Yeah. George was devastated when the old waxy matches disappeared.
Oh, yeah.
Because you could throw them for a long way, whereas the wooden ones, 9 times out of 10, you'd finish up getting them off and light it.
Yeah,
and then you're back on the horse again.
Yeah.
You're flat out getting the wooden one to light under your feet,
aren't you?
They're getting worse and worse.
Are they?
Now, if you go to light a cigarette, you need 4 or 5 matches. So not many people use matches anymore.
No, it's all...
It's all bloody click, you know. You have a gas fire lighter if you want for these sort of things. And a blooming gas cigarette lighter. And I need a gas cigarette lighter. Oh, I've always got a couple because they're very handy to light a fire with.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're good. Yeah, good flamethrower.